Good evening, members. Thank you, members. Welcome to the Operations Committee meeting of Antrim and Newton Abbey Borough Council on the Monday, 2nd of March 2020. Members are reminded that this meeting is being audio recorded, and it is therefore important to ensure that your microphone light has switched on correctly before any comments are made, and switched off when you have finished speaking. In order to avoid disruption to proceedings, may I request that everyone present ensures all mobile and electronic devices are switched on to silent mode. Okay, members, move to apologies. I have apologies from Alderman McGrath, Councillor Swan, Councillor Archibald, and is there any further apologies from the floor? Councillor McClellan.
Thank you, Chair. Alderman Burns.
Thank you. No further apologies. No. Okay, members, we move on to, is there any declarations of interest? No declarations of interest. Members, if you see on your presentation, we were asked to note the presentations from Stephanie on behalf of the Community Resuscitation Working Group, but it has been rescheduled to take place in April's committee. Members are happy. So, members, we move on now for items for a decision. So we're straight into 4.1, and it's the Home Accident Prevention Occupational Therapy Pilot. Okay, the recommendations before you, members. Can I have a proposer? Councillor Montgomery.
Chair, good pilot. It seems to have been successful so far. I know occupational therapy is an area in demand, as most of us have experienced on behalf of constituents, and it's good to see that council has become involved in this area. From the statistics produced in the pilot, it seems to be working well, and it'd be good to see this going mainstream, so I propose a recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor McClellan.
Thank you very much. I concur with what Councillor Montgomery has said. Delighted to see that this has been successful and very happy to second the proposal.
Thank you, Councillor McClellan. Councillor Bennington.
I'm happy to second the recommendation, Chair.
Just for clarity, it's already seconded, Councillor Bennington. Thank you. Councillor Webb.
Chair, could I ask, I fully agree with this being extended, but what is the cost to council in relation to this?
Just bring Clifford in.
Chair, these visits take place as part of other visits through the Home Accident Prevention Programme that were already being undertaken. So it's through an existing resource that we have. So there's no additional cost to council.
Thank you, Clifford. Councillor Logue.
Thank you very much, Chair. I just want to congratulate the staff for being so successful in rolling out this initiative. As far as I'm aware, this is the first council that has actually undertaken this initiative. And myself and Councillor Kelly were at a League of Friends 25th anniversary this morning, and we heard from the nurse director about the move forward for integrated care partnership working. And this ticks all the boxes. This and other initiatives that are being led by council. So I congratulate the team. And as I say, this is one of those projects that I think will stand out there, and other councils will take the lead as well, I'm sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Logue, for your comments. Move on now, members, to 4.2, the public analysis services. You have a recommendation before you. I have a proposer. Councillor Bennington.
Approve the recommendation, Chair.
Thank you. Seconder. Councillor Foster.
Happy to second, Chair.
Thank you. members on 4.3, you have Antrim Manute Nabi Loneliness Network. Recommendation before you, members. Could I have a proposer, please? Councillor McClelland.
Thank you very much, Chair. I have attended some of the meetings of this group, and I have to say they're very encouraged, and they have been working really hard, and I'm really pleased to see this initiative coming to the fore, and I'm very happy to propose a recommendation this evening.
Thank you, Councillor McClelland. Councillor Logue.
Thank you very much, Chair. I would like to second the recommendation, and again, this is another initiative that fits in probably to the ICPs. Starting to think that loneliness can have such an impact on health and wellbeing in our elderly, and not just our elderly, you know, our vulnerable adults as well. And they attribute to the same as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So if there's anything we can do as council to work with the health service and the third sector, I welcome this initiative, and I'm hoping that it becomes more successful once it's rolled out into the local communities. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Logue. And just to make a comment on this as well, I know that Councillor McCallan, keep me right here. PCSP, we keep getting an update around this with the tally benches and around the tally cafes and stuff with the Loneliness Network group. And I'm really looking forward to seeing this all in action. I know in the mainland it has worked very successful, and it'll be good to see throughout our borough. Councillor Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I'm pleased to see this. I was approached by a gentleman who does a bit of work for the Samaritans, and he had been asking about this type of bench where people would sit on, and then people would realise that they maybe need a bit of help or a bit of support. And I'm pleased to see that the Chatty Bench Initiative coming through. I think it'll be helpful to many, many people and part of that loneliness initiative. So well done to all involved.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. Alderman Garvin.
Thank you, Chair. Just to say, yes, this is a great initiative. I'm not on the PCSP this year, but I remember it being talked about a lot when I was there, and how detrimental, as Councillor Logue had said, loneliness is on physical health as much as mental health, and that it's not only the elderly, as we initially would think of, but even young people, as I had said before, who have been displaced probably because they can't get housing in their own areas or whatever. So it comes to all ages, and I'm really glad to see it rolled out at last.
Thank you, Alderman Garvin. Councillor Bennington.
Just on a lighter note, Chair, can I be informed to get my hat ready when there's a first wedding proposal comes up? Thank you.
Thank you, members. We move on to 4.4, Community of Lifesavers Heart Start Programme Pilot. And members, you have a recommendation before you. Can I have a proposer, please? Councillor Logue.
Thank you, Chair. Again, welcome this initiative propose a recommendation. The fact that this is obviously co-funded by the Sports NI Council, and I'm not too sure, NIAS, is fantastic as well, that it's joint funded. The fact that it's been rolled out amongst sports groups too is obviously is good, but I would also like to see it rolled out. This is a pilot project within secondary schools. I do think that the likes of CPR training should be compulsory in primary and secondary schools, because research has shown that it does save lives in the future. So yes, welcome the initiative again. And as I say, I think it should be made compulsory that we have CPR in our schools, but this is a good start. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Logue. Councillor Bennington.
Second the recommendation, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Kelly.
Well, I was really just going to second the recommendation, but it's good to see once again the Council at the heart of multi-agency working, and another good initiative for health and wellbeing, so good to see.
Councillor Councillor Montgomery.
Again, a good initiative. That's very welcome. Councillor Oak touched briefly there on what I was actually going to raise. Could we maybe look at some sort of a project to bring on board the schools? I don't know if it is possible or if there's funding facilities for it.
I'll just bring Geraldine in.
Thank you, Chair. Members, as this is a pilot that we're working on with Sport Northern Ireland, I can certainly feed that back. So if we'd let, you know, if we could, as a result of the discussions tonight and the Council's endorsement, go forward with this project, I can certainly feed that back because they'll want to take or to make an evaluation of it themselves. And assuming that it will be successful, then that could be the next stage. So I'm very happy to raise that.
Councillor McClelland.
Thank you very much, Chair, for allowing me to come in. Could I just again congratulate our staff? This is the third or fourth initiative we've seen coming forward this evening. Obviously, our staff are looking for what's out there, are seeing what would be of most benefit to the community, and are working with different agencies to ensure that our residents are getting the very best of what we can provide. So again, I just would like it on record that we do appreciate all the work that they do and just to thank all of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McClelland. Councillor Logue, were you indicating to come back in again?
Yes, Chair. It's just on the point in relation to the CPR training, Heart Start, within the schools. I know in Belfast, the Heart Start programme had gone out to different schools on request. It's done on an ad hoc basis. It is fantastic the way the kids, you know, pick up CPR. They pick it up so quickly. It's not a problem to them. But unfortunately, it's not compulsory. It would be lovely if we could pilot it here, you know, amongst our secondary schools and our primary schools, maybe in a P6 or P7s. It usually is on the onus of volunteers within the Heart Start, because you're looking at community volunteers to actually roll out the programme. So it would depend on your obviously, whether or not you would have a database of Heart Start trainers that would be able to go out to the schools, but it could be something that's looked at, you know, locally by the council itself. Thank you.
Okay, I'm just going to bring Geraldine in here.
Thank you again, Chair. Members, I just was going to say, if you think about this actual programme that we're proposing to pilot, that is to train up people in our sports clubs who will then themselves become trainers. So I think, again, post this being completed as a pilot, we should have many more people in the borough, and maybe at that stage it would be worth looking at, because for it to be successful you do need the people who are trained and qualified. So if you're happy to leave that, I can certainly look and see at the minute if we could do it, but if we can't, then maybe after that pilot is completed and those people are trained, then they may be more, you know, there may be more people for us to be able to roll out a pilot. So we'll certainly take a look at that.
Thank you, Geraldine. I'm just going to bring in Councillor Bennington.
Thank you, Chair. Heart Start programme has been running for many years throughout Northern Ireland. Chest, Heart and Stroke used to run it, and then various other organisations run it. But it's good to see it's coming in the council and been divvied out that way. But if there may be opportunities with Chest, Heart and Stroke that we could look at to run or get funding or get them to run programmes in schools. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bennington. Just move on. Members are happy, yep. 4.5, the Fair Trade Borough Update, Fair Trade Fortnight. You have a recommendation in front of you, members. You have a proposer. Councillor Kelly.
Happy to propose, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor McClelland.
Thank you, Chair. Happy to second. And could I ask members if anyone was free to perhaps attend some of the initiatives that are coming forward for the Fair Trade?
Thank you, Councillor McClelland. Okay, members, that moves us on to 4.6, facility closures. You have the recommendation in front of you, members. Could I have a proposer, please? Councillor Bennington.
Approve the recommendation, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Bellington. And Alderman Garvin?
Happy to second, Chair.
Thank you. Okay, members, we move now on to items for information. If you look, it's 5.1. And if we could have a proposer for the recommendation to be noted. Councillor Kelly?
Happy to recommend the report be noted, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Alderman Garvin?
Happy to second, Chair.
Councillor Logue?
I was just going to second the recommendation. I was also going to propose that we have an additional enforcement officer in each town and each corner and every part of the borough, if possible. I'm only joking, darling, but that's what's needed. Thank you.
Thank you. And I actually, as with Geraldine, we had quite a lengthy discussion around this. And I know that Geraldine and her team are going away to look at this. Personally, I don't think it's just to solve a problem is to put extra staff on the streets. And maybe if a few more ideas and stuff could come from the members to Geraldine and to the team, I think it's more bigger than that. And, you know, that's my own personal kind of view on it. But it's actually to draw from this committee of the members' feelings, not to kind of rush the conversation and try to basically get the ideas from members and even from your own constituents as well.
Chair,
sorry, Councillor Webb, yeah, I thought Chair, you wanted to come on in.
I'm wondering, in part of this review that's going on, is it perhaps going to look at DNA?
Thank you, Councillor Webb. That's actually one of the conversations that we have had, myself and Geraldine. And if, do you want to come and say, I'll bring Geraldine in.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, a number of members have raised that, and as you'll have picked up in the press, there is at least one other council in Northern Ireland looking at it. So it's definitely part of what we're looking at and part of the proposals that we'll bring forward. And we probably will need and would like to, members, sit down with you and work through them and bring back proposals that we feel are workable. So yes, we'll definitely look at that.
Councillor Montgomery.
Littering, we know, is a big issue. We can't have an enforcement officer on every street in every town in the borough. That's unrealistic. The problem itself is caused by lazy people who don't care about their community. You ask for suggestions, heavier fines and more targeted enforcement. We know hot spots at times. Sometimes they're early in the morning when school kids are going to school. And I've seen it myself. School child dropping a plastic bottle 2 foot from a waste paper bin. Just couldn't be bothered putting it in the bin. That's laziness and ignorance. So we may be, yes, there may be a couple of staff needed, but we target the hotspots, whether it'll be early morning, late at night, whatever, and hit them with harder fines so that it does hit them in the pocket and they learn.
Thank you for your comments, Councillor Montgomery. Move on to 5.2, DVLA, the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency. May I have a proposer, please? Councillor Kelly.
Proposer report be noted, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Alderman Garvin.
Seconded, Chair.
Thank you. Okay, members, move on to 5.3, Intermediate Football Restructure Project. And before I even put my eyes open, I know I'm going to see Foster. So over to you, Councillor Foster.
No, I'm just going to glad to note it, but concerned once again that the IFA are conducting an internal review as opposed to engaging with stakeholders. I hope that their internal review will be to engage with stakeholders before they put any more recommendations out. So, but I wouldn't be too confident they will do that. But let's see, maybe they'll surprise me and come back with something. But happy to note.
Thank you, Councillor Foster. Councillor Kelly.
Happy to second, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, members, 5.4, we have their summer scheme for 2020. Recommendations that the report be noted. Alderman Garvin.
Happy to move the recommendation, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Gilmore.
Happy to second. As somebody whose child has been removed very capably by the summer scheme staff, I think it's a great initiative and like the idea of increasing capacity. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gilmore. Councillor McClelland.
Thank you, Chair. I was going to second it, but again, it is an excellent initiative, and I'm glad to see that we are increasing the numbers, because I know last year I was contacted by a number of parents who initially couldn't get places, and Matt, we did review it. So thank you very much for that, and I'm glad to see that it's been extended this year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Councillor McClelland. Move on, members, to 5.5, the Waste Prevention Programme of 2019, Stopping Waste in Its Tracks consultation, and the report to be noted. Could I have a proposer, please? Councillor Logue.
Propose a recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Kelly.
Happy to second, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor Bennington? Out of 10. Thank you. Okay, members, before we go into committee or into confidence, is there any other business any members would like to raise? Councillor Ross?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, it's about Mossley Mill and the use of single-use plastic. I was led to believe that with the review of the contract for the people who create or produce the food at the mill, there wasn't to be any single-use plastic to be used in the polystyrene. Last week, was in with Ursula, and plastic spoons were readily given to customers. So I just wanted to know actually where it was in the contract, because I was led to believe that actually we would be stopping the use of them.
Chair, I'll raise that with Nick. That's not a contract that we manage, thankfully. But I'll raise that because that's a really important point. I'll raise it with Nick. But there's a wider issue, as I know the committee is very well aware, but I'll raise that specific issue and I'll report back.
Okay, members, no other members of any other business? All quiet. Good. Can we have a proposer then and a seconder to take the remainder of council business into committee, please? Alderman Garvin.
Propose we move into committee, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Foster.
Seconded, Chair.
Thank you. Members, we will now move into committee, and the audio recording will cease at this point. Moving out of committee, can we have a proposer and a seconder to move out of committee, please? Councillor Foster.
So proposed, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Bennington.
Seconded.
Thank you. Thank you, members. The audio recording will now restart. Thank you, members. That draws to a close the Operations Committee meeting of Antrim and Abbey Borough Council on Monday, the 2nd of March 2020. Please make sure your microphones are switched off. Good night.